Hi, Dembo.
Hi, Dolly.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you.
Dembo, this is season 2, episode 26.
Yes, it is.
Dembo, it's Sunday, May 14th, 2023, and so we've picked a restaurant of the week.
Yeah, the restaurant of the week is the Cheesecake Factory.
Yay! What you got there?
I think I have banana cream cheesecake.
Is that your favorite?
From the Cheesecake Factory, I think it is. What is yours?
Well, I am a purist, and I only have the original cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay.
I've let other people convince me, like I've tried trying other people's favorites, and I'm always disappointed. And I'm never disappointed with the original cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
So go ahead and tell me, what does yours look like? It looks like it has layers.
Well, it has some kind of topping that I'm going to sample here and give you a full report. Mmm. Yummy.
What is it? Banana cream?
It's kind of like banana flavored, really fluffy stuff. It's not like cheesecake. It's like something else. Like, it's lighter than mousse. It's like whipped cream that's banana flavored.
Okay, what's the next layer?
I'm guessing that's the cheesecake layer. Let's try that. That is thicker, cheesecake-ier. It's very banana-y.
And does it have bananas in it?
No, but it has some little banana slices here on the side, which I'll sample one.
You're so funny.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
Why, thank you. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that cheesecake.
Well, we had salads so that we could have cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory.
That's kind of the way it goes. You eat a big salad, and then you get a big piece of cheesecake, and you don't feel guilty.
I wasn't going to feel guilty anyways.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, Dembo. I'm going to dive into my original cheesecake.
Okay, so is this episode going to be all about cheesecake?
No, this is just our first topic is what's the restaurant of the week, which is the Cheesecake Factory.
All right.
We'll talk about other topics
as
well.
I've got many cheesecake stories.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've told some of them.
Well, I don't want to
repeat
myself.
About your mom's
cheesecake.
Yeah. Oh, and it's Mother's Day, too, I guess.
Yeah, we should remember that.
Yeah. For all the moms out there, and there's some moms that are moms, naturally, and there's some moms that are mother figures, and there's, you know, women that have adopted children, or they've got nieces and nephews that they take care of. There's grandmas that take care of kids. So anybody who's a mother figure out there, we wish them a happy, happy day.
Yeah, mothers of choice. They choose to mother other people.
That's a good one, too. And their own, right?
Yeah.
If they have any. All right, darling. I'm going to dive into my cheesecake, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm going to do the same.
So, Dembo, over the last couple of weeks, you've been working on something pretty special.
Well, yeah, I have been working on redesigning our landscape in our backyard, or it's actually technically the side yard between the east side of the house and the west side of the garage.
And it's about, I think we estimated it at about, what, like 1,200 square feet?
Yeah, it's somewhere in that vicinity. And bounded on the north by the neighbors to the north, bounded on the south by the city sidewalk. And so we've got this patio that's there. We wanted to keep that, but we wanted to change absolutely everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been working with a landscaper, and we've had two or three iterations of different choices, and we think we finally settled on a plan that works for what we had envisioned. And we're expecting that we'll get a little bit lower maintenance, fewer plants, and a little more privacy and a space for us to have our fire pit and just a different look.
Yeah, and I think like one of our desires initially was we don't want to have to water this space. So we were thinking of ways that we could be more ecological and have low water, or, you know, some type of plantings that don't require a lot of water. And I kind of, my initial thought was, gee, you know, after looking at a bunch of landscape designs for Zen gardens, you know, these are all obviously out someplace out west in Arizona and California. I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have like this rock garden that has a few specimens, but then all these like scapes that are like rolling hills of pea gravel and then crushed granite and all these different, and all these beautiful types of little stones and stuff that you can have. And so that was what we had talked about originally, but the landscape architect or the landscape designer came back and said, well, that all sounds wonderful, but not for where you live, because where you live, there's so many huge tall trees with leaves that fall and, you know, seed pods and stuff like that, that, you know, that type of a garden would just turn into a big weed bed.
Yeah.
So she talked us into another direction, and I think this is really cool. So why don't you describe it?
Well, we'll start with everything is going to be lowered in this area except for the patio. And the patio that's there, we're not going to mess with because it's, you know, fairly large, big rectangle, equidistant between the house and the garage. And we have a large amount of dirt that has to come out of the north end of it. So that means there's going to be some hardscaping. There's a few rocks, some stumps of old trees that were there that are going to come out. And then the roof drain out of the gutters, instead of dumping out on the back end of the lot, is going to be dumped into a sort of cistern and then drained out all the way along the side of the house out towards the street.
Under the ground.
Underground, yes.
Cool.
And so then there is this other problem to the south of that patio, between the patio and the sidewalk, where we had a couple of trees and we had a playhouse and we had a fence. And over time, once the trees got cut down and the stumps ground out, it got to be quite a bit higher. So it's got poor drainage. The water's kind of trapped in the patio area. So now all that's going to be graded downward. And all the soil is going to be 2 inches lower than the patio all the way around.
Good. That'll be great.
And then once it gets past the patio, what I think is one of the cool features about this is it's not just low watering, but it's supposed to be low maintenance. That was my big interest in redoing this, because what's there now requires a lot of maintenance. And not that I'm getting old, but I'm getting so busy that I don't have time to be Mr. Landscaper anymore. So the design came back. We're going to have a spot off the southern edge of the patio for a crushed gravel area that's going to be circular, and that's going to be where we can roll our portable fire pit.
And it's going to be a crushed granite, I think you said. It's going to be very,
very
dense,
yeah,
right?
Very small crushed granite. So it's going to be a sort of hard surface, but it's going to drain well.
And that's going to be enclosed by
a brass,
a bronze ring.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool. What do you think the diameter of that is? 8 feet, I think, right?
Well, it is an 8-foot ring, but I think when they cut it, they'll probably cut it in one place and then spread it out and stake it down, and that will make it a bigger diameter than 8 feet, but I'm going to guess that it'll be somewhere around 10 feet wide.
That's going to be a cool place for us to put our fire pit. We have a portable fire pit.
Yeah. So that makes the patio and this fire pit area sort of the centerpiece of our backyard. And I'm going to try my best to describe this for you, since the front of the garage is on the south end of the lot, or faces the south side of the lot, and the in and out door for people to go through is in the corner near this area. We're going to have a walkway that goes from the patio that's going to be flagstones, and it'll be kind of coming off the top end on the right side of that patio and go at an angle towards that door. And right in front of the door is a sidewalk that goes along the north end of the house. And so we'll connect onto the sidewalk and the door there. And along the side of the garage, we're going to have all this feather reed grass, which is going to be really cool because it gets quite tall. So during the summer, it's going to basically obscure part of the windows on the garage. It'll make a nice, shall we say, natural surface. It'll absorb some of the sunlight that we get lots of on that west wall of the garage. And then down towards the front corner of the garage that's currently brick, we're going to have some plants, and we're going to have coming off the driveway up to the what would be the southeast corner of that patio, we're going to have some more flagstones. So instead of the way it has been in the past, we're going to have a little bit different way of access to our backyard. And we're going to have ground cover around this fire pit. And at the north end of the patio and this backyard, side yard, we're going to have some large conical-shaped arborvitaes. This is called a wintergreen arborvitae, which is going to be fairly wide at the bottom and get fairly tall, but it is unlike the ones that are more cylindrical or columnar, they call it. So instead of it being compact in width, it's wider at the bottom than it is at the top.
So that'll give us a lot more privacy along that north side.
Yeah, well, that's the hope. And then in front of those and next to the patio, we hope to have these hydrangeas that are kind of round shape, and they're called a Bobo hydrangea.
Ooh, I'm excited. I like that name, Bobo hydrangea. The Bobos.
Well, I seem to recall in one of those TV shows about Bigfoot that there was some guy named Bobo who was claiming, oh yeah, you've definitely got Bigfoot or Sasquatch here in Michigan.
Oh yeah, he would say, yes, definitely Squatch, definitely Squatch. That show always made me laugh.
I know. And just because he hears something that he can't identify. Yes, there's Squatch. They like to knock on wood. Say it, well, like, okay.
So do woodpeckers.
Yeah. So this kind of describes where we're at with respect to the north side and the east side of this area landscaping around our patio. But towards the house, what we're going to have are some climbing hydrangeas that are really quite the climbers. And so we're not sure yet if we're going to have some kind of trellis for them to climb on or if we're just going to let them go naturally taller. But these will basically line that whole side of the house. And our hope is that when the windows are open that we'll have the nice aroma of hydrangeas when they're in bloom.
That'll be cool. I'm leaning towards some type of a modern trellis, some type of a modern trellis structure. Because I don't like the traditional kind of Victorian trellises.
Yeah, me neither.
And our house is modern. So I would like to have, like, we'll find something that's going to be super modern. And I think that'll be cool for those to climb on. Because I think I read that they can climb up to 30 feet tall.
Yeah, we saw that. And so this is going to be pretty exciting stuff. And in the area south of the gravel where we're going to have our fire pit, we're going to have surrounding that some ground cover. And one of your favorite ground covers is going to be part of that mix.
Pachysandra.
Pachysandra.
I love Pachysandra.
Everybody loves Pachysandra.
It gets a really cute little yellow flower on it, but it stays green. And this whole space is full sun. Except in the afternoons, then it does get some shade.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's going to be full sun, so that pachysandra will do great there. And again, that's on the outside ring of the fire pit area.
Yeah. And there's a landscaping feature that's somewhat accidental. Several years ago, when I was trying to impress Lois, she wanted some stones around her patio, so I ordered a ton of stones to be delivered.
Because I wanted to have like a natural outdoorsy kind of camp lodge look to go with Joe's playhouse.
And we did. And you've probably recalled the definition of a horsepower, and I don't remember how many pounds and how many feet a horse could haul, how many pounds, but that was the definition of a horsepower. But on the occasion of this, again, 2,000 pounds of large stones being delivered, they weren't delivered to your driveway, as I asked, but they were delivered to the curb. So I had the honor of moving them 50 feet, because they were in the street.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that now that you mentioned it. I had forgotten that till you just mentioned it.
And so there's now a new definition. It's a scientific definition of a Denbo power. It is the ability to move 2,000 pounds of large rocks 50 feet in 1 hour.
God, that was crazy. I do remember that.
Yeah.
And you used any means necessary. You used a wheelbarrow, and you also used, I think you used that hand truck to move some of them.
I didn't have the hand truck.
Oh, okay,
then.
So then you did it with
some of them I carried, some of them I threw, and with whatever I felt like I could do at the moment is how I moved them, and I got them all moved into your backyard in an hour.
That's so crazy.
And you had a fence.
Yeah.
So I had to either go over or around the fence. And so for those that were around the fence, that was where the 50 feet came into play.
Oh my gosh.
I had to go through a gate, and it was hard work, but I managed.
I know. You are strong.
Well, so the rest of the story is that's where those stones got positioned years ago. And last year, I said, well, okay, if we're going to do this, let's get these stones out of here. And also, I supplemented that 2,000 pounds of stones with stones from up north at Jay's Ranch. So I hauled stones from West Branch to Plymouth and put those in the backyard. And so last year, I started moving them. And I said, well, let's put them fairly close to the sidewalk because I'll just take these back to West Branch. I know where I can put them up there, basically back where they came from. And in the process, I just sort of lined them up, and then pretty soon I realized I could stack one on top of another, and I made a sort of rock wall.
Which is maybe, what, 12 inches to 18 inches high? Or
yeah, it might be 18 inches high
at the most.
At the most, yeah. And maybe about a foot to a foot and a half wide, and it's the whole width of that area, from the driveway all the way to essentially the corner of the house is what it lines up with. So this, I thought, well, this is just a place to park these for now. But the landscape lady said, this looks really good. You should keep this.
Oh.
So
I think it's cool. And then in front of that stone, that rock wall that you built is our plumbago, which I don't ever want to get rid
plumbago.
Of. And the number of people who come by and comment on the plumbago.
Yeah.
Even the guy who mows our lawn now wanted to get seeds from the seed pods.
Yes.
Which you said, absolutely. We've actually had people come and say, could we take some?
And like, we've dig said, it, yeah,
like,
go
dig
ahead.
It out. Like they could dig some of it out because it grows back the next year. But yeah, that plumbago is really awesome.
So this new rock wall that Mr. Mason here, I've been watching this series, what do they call it? The Curse of Oak Island. They're talking about the Knights Templar and the Masons,
yeah,
Royal Order of the Masons, or whatever they call themselves, all these things they did with rocks. And I say, well, maybe I do qualify. Maybe I could be a 32nd Order Mason because of all my experience picking rocks and hauling rocks. But the gist of it is that we're leaving that in place. And behind that, but south of the fire pit, we're going to have a line of hydrangeas and a Miss Kim lilac on each end. So we're going to have this border of these medium height shrubs that'll give us some additional privacy in our backyard.
I'm excited about the lilacs, and then that hydrangea is not a bobo. That
No.
hydrangea is going to be called a quick fire hydrangea.
Yes.
You know what amazes me?
What?
I had no idea that hydrangeas required so little water.
Yeah, they're pretty much like the camel of the plant world.
Once they get established, they're really a good plant. So that's why we've got so many different varieties of hydrangeas. Now, obviously lilacs too are a low water
Yeah.
bush. So yeah, this is going to be cool. I'm super stoked.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm hopeful that it'll make a nice little peaceful place for us to enjoy the outside and a little privacy and maybe have a fire now and then and
Roast marshmallows. We won't be smoking cigarettes out there though, because my
we
friend quit smoking cigarettes, so now I don't smoke either.
Oh,
I
well.
never really did smoke, but once in a while I'd have a cigarette. Just, I call it OPP, is other people's. I guess OP is other people's.
Yeah.
OPC is other people's cigarettes. I would have one or
Smoking
two. But
OPs.
you can smoke your cigars out there.
Well, I intend to. In fact, I had a cigar today while I was in the middle of my last landscaping
You
project.
finished a nice little project today on the other side of the house. Yeah, so. Well, this is awesome, Denbo. I'm super excited about it, and I really appreciate all the time and effort you put into working with the designers to, and then coming up with a plan that worked. And I know you've been busy because you've been working with two different landscape companies. So it's really fantastic, and it's going to be really great. And I'm just so excited. It's going to be low water usage and no sprinkling system. So that makes me really happy. And it's going to give us the privacy. Now, when these plants first go in, they're going to be kind of on the smaller side. I think the arborvitaes are going to be 5 foot or five
That's
to
okay.
six feet tall. They're not going to be, yeah.
They can grow
So
into the
everything's going to
soil
be
and
kind of small to start, but it'll take a 4 years or 5 years or whatever to completely be lush and beautiful. But it'll be worth it, and it's just a great little, it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. So thank you for doing all this, because I know it takes time away from your day job to work on this kind of stuff. And
well, you know that I love this though, and since I lived in Midland, I've always been into landscaping and gardening, and at some point in the past, my mother was going to be a landscape architect, and at some point, I was going to be a horticulturist. And I think it was 3 years worth of the community education with the master gardener at Dow Gardens, and learned a lot from those classes with him, and had a chance to landscape my home in Midland, my home in Schaumburg, then started with a blank slate in Okemos and did that. It was a fairly large lot, and tried to replicate the Chicago Botanical Gardens theme in a 1/3 acre lot.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So it's just something I've always been interested in. And during that landscaping of that house in Okemos, which I only lived in for 3 or 4 years, hired a professional landscaper to put my vision into practice, somewhat like we're doing here. And when it came down to the pricing, he gave me a quote, he had a sketch or two, basically what I had provided with his ideas of different plantings. And I said, okay, so this is the pricing for you to do everything. What would it cost if I did some of the work? He says, oh, it would cost double. And I said, okay, I get it. And
That's hilarious.
I'm going to reveal this for the first time. my ex-wife was really stingy with how much to spend on the landscaping, but the lot had this really interesting berm that needed rocks, large rocks, in two locations. And she would only go for the amount for one location. So I surreptitiously went to the landscape guy and said, okay, here's an extra $5,000 to put in these other rocks that she won't go for. But you can't talk to her about it. You just need to pretend that this is, you're doing this and this is included in the price you quoted. And I think the
Jeez, how
landscape was,
cheap.
I think it was like $30,000 or something,
Wow, it's
but
a lot.
it was a lot of landscaping. And the first year that more mulch needed to be added, it took 30 yards of mulch.
Wow, it's a huge amount. 30 yards, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It filled up the
Considering
driveway.
our yard has taken 3 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, so that just goes to show you how, you know, and I always say my yard's the size of a postage stamp, so.
Well, it took 30 yards the 3 years that I lived there and put mulch down. And
Wow, that's a lot.
yeah, but it was an education, and I could do the similar thing with your backyard, but I'm just too busy to do it all. So I've reached that stage of life where you said, yeah, let's think about having somebody else do this. And I said, okay.
Without any hesitation,
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Well, when you're happy after it's all done, that's the real goal.
Well, it's going to be great. I know it's going to be wonderful. All the plants that you picked out are good, and it's going to be great. So thank you again for your passion on this project.
You're quite welcome. You know I'm a passionate fellow,
You are.
as you're a passionate woman,
Both.
a lively woman.
You're so funny. Thank you for your time in this conversation.
Well, you're quite welcome.
I love you, Dumbo.
I love you, Lois.
Kisses.